The Turtle Island Trust filed a lawsuit in New York State Supreme Court on Wednesday over an online auction sale of foreclosed properties scheduled to occur on Friday. The trust was formed as part of an agreement between the state and the Gunyanka Mohawks. Turtle Island Trust Chair Reverend Don Washburn says they are challenging the legality of Clinton County's foreclosure actions against 11 parcels.
This land was taken illegally from a trust. There's no precedent anywhere for this ever having been done before. So it's basically the Turtle Island Trust against Clinton County to rectify things that have been done illegally.
Does the Turtle Island Trust or the Gunyanka have full deed, clear title, proof of ownership of these lands?
We did have. The county just went and took over the deeds. But they were all originally under the trust.
Foley Hoag LLP partner Gar Smith, an attorney representing Turtle Island Trust, says Clinton County has wildly exceeded its jurisdiction and authority.
The Turtle Island Trust is a trust incorporated by Mario Cuomo in the state of New York during the 1970s, and as a charitable trust, it's absolutely exempt from property taxes under New York state law, just like schools, just like churches, just like museums, and just like Indian reservation land. And these lands do belong to the Turtle Island Trust because they were donated to the Turtle Island Trust. But the county is incorrect in saying that the Turtle Island Trust should pay taxes. The bottom line is Clinton County's attempts to levy property taxes and foreclose against the property of a charitable trust are unprecedented in American history, and they have no basis whatsoever in law.
Clinton County Treasurer Joe Giroux says the county has followed all state laws regarding foreclosure of the lands.
For over 6 years, we've been working with the state in New York trying to resolve this issue, and it's come to this point now. We've met with the governor's office many times with the natives there, which the Gunyankans there. They were told by the attorney for the governor's office that if they built the golf course, that it would be taxable. And if you buy any other lands outside of the trust, that would be taxable. All other tribes that get in this trouble or trusts that get into this trouble with the natives usually go in front of a court before the county even takes title. They waited till the last minute.
The Turtle Island Trust was created primarily to keep the peace between the Gunyanka Mohawks and non-native officials following a 1977 armed standoff over land in Moss Lake. The tribe is also notorious for a 1990 incident in which shots were fired from the territory at a Vermont National Guard medical helicopter, forcing it down. An 11-day standoff followed in which investigators were not allowed on tribal land. Don Washburn is concerned that if this auction goes through, there could be, as he puts it, a real confrontation.
You know, we've seen it before, and unfortunately, Native people need to be on the defensive. I think working it out legally is going to be a very peaceful solution. If people could take over the land, which they won't legally be able to do because of the lawsuit pending, if they could or tries to, then that would be bad.
County Treasurer Joe Giroux is also concerned.
I am very concerned about this. This does not make me happy that we're doing this, okay? But when you have no agreement whatsoever, then it becomes a point where I'm trying to treat everybody fairly, the Indians as well as the people that are taxpayers in this county.
The 11 parcels include a farm, golf course, and vacant agricultural lands with a total market value of over $2 million. County officials note that the legal filing does not include a request for a stay of the auction. Calls to the governor's office were not returned in time for this broadcast. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.